Yesterday's podcast episode about part one of a two-part series was all about my first five tips to help you achieve anything you want. The five rules to help you achieve anything you want. Today, I'm going to give you the second half, my other five rules. You ready for this? I am. Let's go. It's time for Wake Up and Level Up. So today, I'm going to give you the additional five rules that round out my top 10. If you're just catching this episode for the first time, make sure you go back and listen to yesterday's episode so that you can get the first five. You might want to grab a pen, or you might just want to replay this later and write some notes. Here we go. Number six, build resilience. If you don't prepare yourself for the downs that you're going to get hit with, for the challenges, the potholes, the obstructions, if you don't already in advance, this is why often I say it's great to have a vision of where you want to go, but also look in advance for what the potholes are going to be. And you find that out by understanding what your weaknesses are as well as your strengths. You find that out by talking to other people that may have done it already to give you some insight. Build resilience. This is a marathon, not a sprint. And the only way you can build resilience when you're trying to be pushing for your passion, a career promotion, a better opportunity, your business, your idea, is to keep try, because you have to get knocked down in order to get back up. That is the only way to build resilience. Number seven, be a good human. This is not hard, people. Stop making it complex. I don't care what your religious beliefs are. I don't care what your political beliefs are. None of that matters when it comes down to the DNA of being a good human being. And if you can't understand that you need to be a good human being to spread that universally so other human beings are good to others, then I don't know why you're listening to my podcast. In fact, I know you're not listening to my podcast because I know that you already do number seven. The reason why you listen is because you are a good human. Sometimes we need to be reminded. So make sure you take that extra step today. Open the door for someone that needs that help. Call somebody that you haven't talked to in a while. Be a good human and live by it. Number eight, get an accountability partner. I've talked about this over and over, and I know it can be hard, and I think I need to do an episode just on how you can go about seeking an accountability partner. The point of getting someone to help you be accountable to your goals is because you need a coach, you need a peer, you need someone to check in with weekly so that you can tell them about your progress, they can share with you their progress, and the both of you can be accountable to each other to say, all right, come on, we can do this together. Let's keep kicking butt. Let's get back in there and let's go harder on Monday. Get an accountability partner. Number nine, educate yourself obsessively in your field. When I say obsessively, too many people look at that word as a negative word. Obsession is a great thing when you're trying to pursue your passion. Being obsessed about your passion is a beautiful thing, but people don't understand how to do it, and people think that you're living an unbalanced life when you start talking about being obsessed about your passion. That's a different topic for another episode. Right now, number nine is all about educating yourself obsessively in your field. You have to spend a tremendous amount of time doing the research, the reading, the watching of videos, the tutorials, taking classes. Get educated. There is no excuse today between podcasts, YouTube, online universities, free curriculum, all types of stuff. You can build your personal learning curriculum. I've already done a podcast about this already. We've done an episode on this. So do it. Number 10, know your distinct uniqueness. Don't run from the thing that makes you special. Yes, that thing that probably kids teased you about in grade school is exactly the thing that's going to make you so unique that your thing will probably pop as an adult. Stop running from what makes you special. Know your distinct uniqueness and exploit it. So let me give you the quick review. These round out the top 10. Number six, build resilience. Number seven, be a good human. Number eight, get an accountability partner. Number nine, educate yourself obsessively in your field. Number 10, know your distinct uniqueness. That's it. Those are my top 10 rules for helping you achieve anything you want to get done in life. If you need any help, hit me up on the DM on Instagram. I'll be happy to answer your questions. Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up. Go out there and get it.